Let's say you really need a vacation. You decide to stay here in the U.S., but when you're making your plane reservations, the booking agent advises you to bring a valid passport to the airport. Not possible, you say? Well, if you live in New Mexico, it may sound familiar, because it turns out some people don't realize that New Mexico is part of the United States. In fact, this happens so often that New Mexico Magazine has a monthly compilation of these stories called One of Our 50 is Missing. Its editor is Walter Lopez. He joins us now from Santa Fe. Hi, Walter. Good to have you with us.
Hi. How you doing?
Walter, when I first heard this, I really couldn't believe it. How often does this really happen, that Americans don't know that New Mexico is one of the 50 states?
It happens quite often. Normally, I would say in the 50 to 100 different submissions a month.
Do you have any favorites?
Yeah. Our favorite story is a fellow who lived in Santa Fe, and he had a relative who was competing in the Atlanta Olympics. So he desperately wanted tickets. So he gave them a call, and the lady said, well, you're going to have to call the Mexican consulate in order to order your tickets. And he says, why is that? I'm in the United States. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Supervisor said, old Mexico, New Mexico, it's still the same. You're going to have to call the consulate.
Do you hear a lot of common themes in these stories?
Oh, yes. There's several common themes. People who have cell phones and visiting New Mexico and their service goes dead. First response from the provider is that we don't service Mexico. And I just had a person who went to the post office, was going to mail a birthday present to her granddaughter, I believe is in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And it was an enormous amount of postage. And then she noticed that the stamp on the package itself said foreign mail or something of the sort. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with banks. You know, the lady who received a $50 birthday check from her parents, and she deposited it in a local credit union in Pennsylvania. And she got a notice from the bank asking her if she wanted it in dollars or pesos.
Did this ever happen to you?
Yes. I was at the Breeders' Cup in Kentucky at Churchill Downs, taking a cab back to my hotel. Woman cab driver in there, she asked me where I was from, and I just simply said Santa Fe. And, you know, she just went off. It's a beautiful country that you live in, Puerto Vallarta and Cancun. And so I just let her talk. I didn't really want to embarrass her in front of the other person. So we were heading down the freeway, and there was a billboard of Randy Travis, the country western singer. And I says, there's Randy Travis. He lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, I said. And she says, oh, there you go again. I love that place, Cancun, Mazatlan. And I said, oh, forget it.
Well, Walter Lopez, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, it was a pleasure.
Walter Lopez edits the feature One of Our 50 is Missing for New Mexico Magazine, and he spoke with us from Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the United States. This is NPR News.